Welcome to podcast number 4 in our documentation of the Oasis from homehealth101.com, and I'm Kathy Kwan, your host. For this podcast, it's really important that you have printed out the Oasis document. If you haven't done so already, please stop the podcast and go to print it out. You'll need to be able to follow along and access the question numbers that will pertain to the rest of the Oasis documents that we're going to discuss today. You can find that document available in the link and the description of episode number 2, which is the general overall Oasis podcast. For a transfer Oasis, it's a short Oasis document, and on that particular one, you will start at question M1041, in which case you will transfer to a facility and not being discharged from your agency. You'll also start at the same place even if you do discharge the patient from your agency because they've transferred to an inpatient facility and you don't expect them to come home. Then you'll follow the skip patterns. After that question, it'll tell you go to this question for a transfer, go to that question for a transfer. And there's just a short number of them. There'll be mostly information about vaccines, the diagnoses, wounds, and treatment plans that you have enacted. This information gets faxed to your discharge planner or case manager at the hospital so that they can share it with the unit nurses and the physician so that there can be some continuity of care and understand that the patient should be transferred back to you or not transferred back to you, whatever the situation is, and you'll document that on this form. If you resume the patient, you're going to fill out pretty much the same Oasis that you did at the start of care, and it's going to include the demographic information, where the patient came from last, which will be the hospital at this point or other facility, the diagnoses, including any new diagnoses, and the condition that was prior to the transfer. You may have some new diagnoses now that the patient has been released from the hospital again, and you'll be documenting about the risk for rehospitalization from falls, or they're taking 5 or more meds. Do they have any ER visits and any general decline in health? You'll address whether there's a therapy need, and then basically the head-to-toe assessment of the patient for their body systems, and then the ADLs and IADLs once again. You'll follow the skip patterns, and for that, you will just start with the whole document. If you're going to recertify the patient after the first episode or whatever episode you happen to be on, as long as there's still a skilled need and the patient is still homebound and the physician is willing to order the care, the recertification or other follow-up starts on question M0110. And again, it will follow some skip patterns. And it's about an 8-page document versus the 27 pages from the start of care. Again, you'll need to give some demographic information, the diagnoses and any new diagnoses, and you may reorder those diagnoses according to the primary reason for your care. You'll need to give the body system informations again, and the ADLs and IADL status, as well as case management needs for the patient, for the care, and if they have any wounds or pressure ulcers, on that sort of thing. So you'll follow that skip pattern beginning at question M0110. You'll have additional documentation that you'll have to present to the physician for the orders for the care and continuation of the care if you're recertifying the patient. And again, that episode will start over again, and all of the information that you give will again come together to form the reimbursement payment for that particular episode. We get paid by each episode, and each one is independent of the other. Now, to discharge the patient, there are a couple of options here, and one is if the patient died at home, and you would start at question M2005. If you're discharging them from the agency because your care has ended, the patient is improved significantly and no longer has a skilled need or is no longer homebound, you would start at question M1041 and follow the skip patterns again to get to the end of the documentation needed for that. The discharge document is probably just as important as the start of care document or a resumption document because it's going to show the outcomes at this point and give you information about, you know, what improved and what didn't improve, and are there new problems that presented, or have we solved pretty much everything that we possibly can for this patient? This information gets transmitted like all the other OASISs, but this one is what Medicare derives the information from to document whether or not you are giving quality care and improving outcomes for your patient. And this information gets shared on the home health compare site. So this is one of the most important documents that you'll fill out in the OASIS. But again, it's not quite as complicated as the start of care was. But again, you need to give accurate information according to what it is at the particular time that you are recording any OASIS. So you need to give the best answer possible and make sure that you are observing the patient and not making any assumptions, even based on a visit that might have happened yesterday. You need to make your determinations according to what you see today. Okay, I hope this helps and gets you started understanding the OASIS. I am working on my ebook on OASIS. It'll give you some tips for filling it out and have some screenshots of some of the OASIS questions and giving you some examples on how to fill that out. So watch for that on my website, homehealth101.com. I'll post there when it's available, and you can purchase that. Also, don't forget about my book, Exploring the Home Health Experience, Making the Transition to Home Health Care. It's available. You can click on the link on homehealth101.com, or you can go straight to amazon.com and search for it. You can search for me as Kathy Kwan as the author, and it'll come up right there. So thank you very much, and I hope you have a wonderful career in home care.